It's This Week in Bourbon, the Double Gold Standard and Whiskey Podcasts. And here's your headlines for April 21st, 2023. Heaven's Door plans to open a new distillery in Pleasureville, Kentucky. Buzzard's Roost Sippin' Whiskey has announced the opening of the Buzzard's Roost Whiskey Row Experience in downtown Louisville. And Barrel Craft Spirits will add rye to its already expansive private release offerings. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners.
Play Whiskey Wednesday, Round 11, the Memory Game. Until June 26, each week you can win one of our 12 incredible grand prizes. Select two doors at checkout, and if they match on drawing night, you'll win that bottle. Not a match? No worries. You still score a Weller 12-year. Every $5 ticket gives you five chances to win, including four weekly bonus prizes. Get your tickets now at give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and be 21. Need.com, spelled K-N-E-A-D, is a discount site for your favorite whiskey brands, but up to 50% off. So if you're looking to try some great single barrels or popular distilleries at a lower price, Need puts up a new discounted bottle every day of the week until it sells out. Add your email to be notified of new releases because they will sell out fast. That is Need.com, spelled K-N-E-A-D. EAD.com. Do you ever pour yourself a bourbon, swirl it around, and then start struggling to come up with tasting notes? And perhaps you're also looking for a good Father's Day gift idea? Well, you can now solve both with a kit from Nose Your Bourbon. And unlike other nosing kits on the market, Nose Your Bourbon kits feature real ingredients for the most authentic aromas. You can smell real Tahitian vanilla bean instead of some synthetic aroma that's just made from chemicals. So head on over to noseyourbourbon.com and enter code BP10 for 10% off your order. Hey everybody, welcome back to This Week in Bourbon. It's a very special all gold edition of This Week in Bourbon. So I want to start off and saying hats off to you, Master Blender, for reeling in two gold medals for Pursuit United. This past week.
It's all about the quality control, having you put me in check. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. Our little peon brand competing with the big, some of the good, bigger brands out there. So that's always, it's good to get that validation that you feel like you belong. You know, I think if anyone has listened to our other podcast, Behind the Pursuit, if you're interested in learning what it takes to be a bourbon brand and like all the emotional roller coaster that comes with that and like just getting punched every day. Go listen to that. Go listen to that podcast. But anyways,
that's our last episode where we basically dogged on our own concept and we're like, do we suck? Is this wrong? And then thankfully we've got a lot of great listeners out there and we've been getting all kinds of emails saying, no guys, what you're doing is great. I believe in the vision. Keep going. Don't stop.
It was funny because we got this double gold announcement on Friday. And I think we had just recorded that last Tuesday or Wednesday. And it's oh, never mind. We're not depressed anymore, but,
Everything's fine.
It is cool that, again, double gold for both expressions. It's, honoring and humbling and shows that we're, holding our own in the game of this whiskey space. So if you haven't tried us, give us a shot, tell us if you think San Francisco a bunch of idiots. I don't know. You'd be the judge, like Kenny said.
There we go. That's what I was about to say. It was we were sitting there brainstorming because we have this whole PS campaign. It's not like a PS I love you, but it is kind of like that sort of campaign going on, and we're just trying to figure out how do we talk about this? What do we do? And we probably had 40 different ideas going back and forth, and I was like, I think I got it. And it's like, PS, you be the judge. And I think that's good. I really hope people do. It's we talk about on the show all the time how award shows are just marketing engines. They are sometimes just pay to play. And yeah, it's a necessary evil in this world. But damn it, does it feel good to actually win one every once in a while?
And the thing is, everybody's paying to play, so we're paying to play with everyone else. So,
yeah,
you know, all the good brands that everybody loves are in there, so it makes us feel good that we're right there with them, you know, with double golds. You know, it's nice. It's
yeah.
I can't wait to get the medals. I'm going to wear them everywhere I go.
We're going to order two of them. I want a medal to wear, too.
I'm be like Flava Flav walking around.
Oh, I don't know if you ever had this growing up. Did you remember like the bluegrass sports games in Kentucky growing up?
No.
Oh, you didn't go to that? I mean, it was basically everybody in Kentucky. It was for, I think, like middle school and under. You had bluegrass sports games. Actually, I think it was for all ages. And it was kind of like, it wasn't like the Olympics, but you had all the sports and anybody could go and compete in any sport. You could, you know, bring in your soccer team. You can go do wrestling. You can go do whatever. And it's basically this a big exhibition tournament that's always out there for a bunch of different sports. And yeah, that's what we did growing up. And now it kind of makes me feel like that. I was like, I'd always come home with like three or four medals from doing something. I was just like, wear them around, wear them at school, feeling all proud of myself.
Yeah, that's going to be me for the next couple months as soon as we get them in.
Actually, at this point, I think we're done submitting then, right? Like we got the two double golds. Like we'll just stop there.
Yep. We'll be like, we're not going to be like Tom Brady and come back and just barely make the playoffs and then get exit on the first round. We're going out on top. We know our limits.
Yep. We're going to go ahead and hang that up. 2023 San Francisco Spirits, double gold, Pursuit United Bourbon and Pursuit United Rye. So very cool.
It is very cool. Yep.
Other upcoming stuff, Ryan, give folks an update on the auction and benefit that you're working on as well, so people are aware of it.
Yes, thank you for asking, because I forgot to mention that last week, because we got a lot of emails from our fans and audience and people in the industry. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the support. It's been extremely, extremely emotional couple weeks, but everybody just kind of helping out, lending their hand, wanting to contribute in some way. But we've got this epic, I know that word gets used a lot and I don't, but this auction is going to be one to top the books. I mean, we got Willett Family Estates. Drew Colesveen was nice enough to give us that. We got a 17-year Willett Family Estate. We got a Willett Family Estate for the Pope. We got
that King, we talked about on This Week in Bourbon.
That we talked awesome. About This Week in Bourbon and Father Jim Shako. I hope I'm saying that right. If not, I'm sorry. But thank you for your graciousness. And then we got King of Kentucky 18-year. You know, there was only like a couple hundred bottles of those that we have. We have a King of Kentucky 15-year. We got birthday bourbons. We got Weller, CYPD, orange, red, all the colors of Wellers. We got Van Winkle's. We got Met from Meat Church donated a barbecue cooking class, which those sell out, you know, instantly online. So we got Barstown Bourbon Company. We got Michter's, Brown Foreman, Heaven Hill. I'll have a list of sponsors on the site, but I can't thank this bourbon community enough and just how supportive they've been of this to help support our friend Josh Barrick and his family. You know, he was lost in the mass shooting. So we're gonna have an awesome auction. It's gonna be launched this Monday, which is May 1st, and it'll run for 2 weeks. And so there'll be a $50 buy-in, which will kind of give you access to certain prizes, and they'll all be on the website. And then there'll be a $100 buy-in that gives you access to the more rare bottles and experiences. So yeah, can't I left off a ton of names. You know, Beam Suntory stepped up, Brown Foreman, all the big players, and can't thank everyone enough. So, and appreciate everyone's support
for sure. Looking forward to getting that rolling. I know you've been spending a lot of time
and oh my gosh,
flexing your web development skills to try and get
going. Yeah, as well. I'm trying to build this charity site out, and like I spent like 8 hours on it. And then I was like, Kenny, can you help me? And like, he did what I was trying to do in like 20 minutes. And I was like, I didn't want to bother you, but I should have just contacted you from the get go.
It took years for me to figure out how to do that so quickly. So that's true. That's what it took. So.
That's fair enough. It's like, yeah, it's like a long question from you.
Exactly. You can come to me with that. I'm going to ask you what the hell's wrong with my yard, and you're going to answer it in 10 seconds instead of me spending 3 hours trying to Google it, and then I'm going to buy some sort of product, and you're going to get mad at me because I sprayed it on the lawn and I killed part of it. Because that's a true story that happened one time.
Yeah. Nothing made me more mad when I showed up and Kenny has white plotches everywhere in his yard. I was like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, well, I saw a few weeds. And I was like, no.
I bought commercial grade stuff.
Like, what are you doing? And then I saw him like on a Facebook message trying to give advice on like what he had just sprayed. Like, this is what you sprayed. And I was like, no, you just turned your yard white doing that. But anyways, I digress.
Yeah. Don't follow me for your lawn care tips. That's for sure.
Yeah. But one more thing. It's pre-Derby week. So next week we're going into Derby. It's going to be an awesome week. We'll be at the track Wednesday. I'll be there Friday. It's a really special week here in Louisville, but if you're coming in town and you're ready to party, have a good time doing the Derby thing or bourbon trails or this or that. And I'm a huge fan of, and people can say I'm an alcoholic, whatever, I don't care. A huge fan of like IV hydration. So if you're like coming in town and you're looking to get after it, Oasis Hydration is who I partner with and use to anytime I know that I'm going to like have
for
a
your
good
own.
Time. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
When I know I have a
this
good
is time. Not a Bourbon Pursuit sponsored thing, by the way.
No,
this
no, it's not.
Brian,
but I'm
Brian's
just,
own. Yeah.
We're not getting paid by it. But like if you're just coming here and you're looking to be responsible and have professional hydration, Oasis Hydration is who I use because it's a long week. I mean, once I make it through Derby week, I get to like Sunday. I'm just like, I need like a month vacation.
Yeah. Plus, if you haven't done so yet, make reservations for wherever you're going to go, whether it's dinner or anything like that. Do that. And I haven't even looked at the post times or anything like that. So I guess we'll have to give our Derby bets next week.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Like,
yeah, I don't know even too sure who's running in it. So next week we'll come back. We'll give you our Derby bets.
Always wait till they do the post positions. And then, you know, it makes me feel like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't.
Nope. Bet 5-on-5 in the fifth. That's my dad's old adage right there.
Well, the odds are probably in your favor, just like anything else.
Yep, for sure. And then last little update that I have is we are also looking for one more ambassador in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you're in the Fort Worth, Texas area, could use your assistance on being all good things United Ambassador-ing, if that's a word. So feel free to reach out, Kenny@PursuitSpirits.com. We'll get you hooked up with some other cool stuff. But with that, you ready to start the bourbon news?
Let's do it. I'm excited.
Here we go. So the first headline of the day is that Heaven's Door Spirits, of course, you know them, the ones that were founded by Bob Dylan, they've announced to plan a new distillery in Pleasureville, Kentucky, which, by the way, I've never heard of Pleasureville before. So I am learning new things about my own home state.
I had to Google. I thought they were just making up, like it was like Ron Burgundy's town. Take me to Pleasure Town.
You know? See, I thought it was like, yeah, you're right. Where like they go and like ride on the rainbow and stuff like
exactly.
that. Heck, it might be. They might have rainbow painted streets. So located over 160 acres of rolling hills astride Six Mile Creek, the picturesque property is once owned by Squire Boone, the brother of legendary frontiersman Daniel Boone. Quietly under development since 2017, the distillery has been producing small batches of exceptional bourbon on its own custom Vendome still since 2018. The Heaven's Door Distillery features two separate still houses, each in its own towering western horse barn. It'll be a visitor center with tasting rooms and lounges overlooking the valley and Six Mile Creek, an 18th century grist mill, two 18th century cabins, and a Morvian barn, all of which have been painstakingly restored. Heaven's Door Distillery plans to open its doors to the public in September 2023. And Ken Pierce, he's an industry veteran, was brought on as master distiller to lead the project from design through distillation. Ken began his illustrious career with Barton Brands, initially working as the senior chemist to director of distillation and eventually becoming master distiller. Ken was instrumental in the development of the 1792 Small Batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey and its limited release expressions. The project will help drive economic growth and opportunities in the county by creating more than 50 jobs and bringing tourism to the area. The distillery also plans to work with local farmers to source ingredients for its spirits, further strengthening its ties to the community.
Well, that's I'm excited about a grits mill and, you know.
Oh, yeah. 18th century, yo.
Yeah. Ken Pierce. I mean, that's a name I haven't heard in a while because he was at Barton. Gosh. I think even like Greg Davis was there at Barton maybe at one time working under him. I don't know. It's been a while since I've heard his name come up, but legendary master distiller there at Barton. But gosh, I had something funny and cool to say, and then I got distracted by Ken Pierce, and I was looking him up.
Well, I can tell you at least some factual stuff. I remember the rumblings of this happening. It had been, what, 2 or 3 months ago, when people were like, there's another distillery that's being purchased right now. Have you ever heard of this? Six Mile Creek. I don't know who it is, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. There's somebody talking about being purchased, seems like every other week around here, so I haven't really paid attention to it. But now cat's out of the bag. So not only is Heaven's Door doubling down, you know, they're going to have their huge church of stuff here in Nulu in Louisville, Kentucky, but now they're also going to have their own distillery and place in Pleasureville. So I didn't look and see how far the drive is from Louisville.
Yeah. Sounds like a nudist colony or something. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm sure that's exactly what they're going for.
Yeah. They're like, God dang it, guys. Like, all we wanted to do is figure out how to have just a nice, good time talking about bourbon in Pleasureville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So it's not too far. It's only
it's in Shelbyville,
45
right?
minutes. Yeah, it's only 45 minutes from here.
That's not
47
bad.
If you want to, you know, split hairs.
Yeah, we can do
near
that.
Near Eminence, Kentucky.
Eminence, okay. Gotcha.
It's past Shelbyville. You got to get off it. So you got to go past Bullet and then you just keep driving.
Just make sure your buses are locked up, cuz I hear catalytic converters are hot commodity out there.
Yeah, they will get stolen.
Yeah. But this is cool. I mean, you know, Heaven's Door's kind of, you know, they've been sourcing from kind of all over the place. And it's interesting. I thought they had like tons of barrels. It's interesting that they're signed to go make their own, you know, because you think like, okay, they had I get the place downtown, but it was just interesting. They're like, okay, we're going to go start making our own. And add that to our, I guess, under our umbrella of the Heaven's Door kind of brand,
yeah, who's
or whatever.
I'm trying to figure out who's the overarching company that owns
it's
Heaven's
like
Door.
Isn't it like the same people that were like had hands in Angel's Envy or something?
Spirits, something group. I can't remember what it is. I'll have to look it up because I know I've worked with them before, but anyway, yeah, they own a few different brands under their umbrella. And yes, one of the founders of Angel's Envy, that's, I guess, one of the silent partners in the very beginning or something like that. Yeah, he has a hand in all that, plus a bunch of, I think there's like four or five different brands under the umbrella. But this is probably their golden goose right here, is really leaning in on the Bob Dylan thing, which I guess that must be doing pretty well if they're laying all this down. If I had to guess, and actually I'm not going to guess because I'm going to be wrong, because I would look at this and I would say this is a very successful celebrity-backed brand. But then you look at Brothers Bond and you're like, well, I think they talk about how much they're doing. But I feel that Bob Dylan would connect a lot more with the demographic of a lot more whiskey drinkers than Brothers Bond would. But that's just me being naive.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, because Brothers Bond's doing like six-figure cases, right?
Something like that. And also, thanks to Logan in the chat, Spirits Investment Partners, that's who it is.
Spirits Investment, gotcha. Think Bob Dylan's going to be pulled Jimmy Russell, sit in the rocking chair in the gift shop. Come sit on my lap and I'll sign you.
I don't think he's tasted half the stuff that they've come out with. So
he's just like, use my name, send me checks. And
yeah. As long as the checks keep clearing, then we're okay. All right, let's keep talking here. So the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, and I also put this in here because, of course, we're also not only this week in bourbon, but this week in direct-to-consumer shipping. So Discus, they testified in the California Senate Governmental Organization Committee in favor of Senate Bill 277, which is a common-sense measure that will help California laws meet consumer demand by providing fair treatment to spirits-based, ready-to-drink cocktails in the marketplace. The bill passed by a vote of 14-0. Discus is also throwing its back behind a bill in Maine, which is LD 1695, which would allow direct-to-consumer spirits shipping in the state. The trade group testified and submitted a letter to the support to the Joint Committee of Veterans, sorry, on Veterans and Legal Affairs during a hearing in the bill on the bill this week.
Interesting. So I guess the law in California is, so RT, I guess canned cocktails can, like Fireball, for instance, you don't have to do the shenanigans of being malt versus vodka based, or I mean, sorry, whiskey based or something, or is that?
I wish I would have put more context in there, but I'm sure it's one, I think it was one of those things that they want to be able to, well, they want to sell it in grocery stores.
Right, right.
I think
that's where, what I mean. Cause yeah. Like you couldn't, like you can't sell, you know, the vodka or spirits based in gas stations or grocery stores, but you can sell the malt base, which is shenanigans because they're the same ABV. And, you know, and beers have more ABV in grocery stores, you know, than some spirits based cocktail or RTDs. So
give me my 12 to 14% stouts. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Blackout juice. Yep.
That and meth.
Speedball, uppers and downers. Yeah.
Well, I said that because of our next story here. So this is funny. This has absolutely nothing to do with bourbon, but the Mexican Navy has seized almost 10 tons of liquid methamphetamine hidden in around 11,520 bottles of tequila intended for export. It said in a statement on Monday, authorities located around 9.5 U.S. tons of the drug using sniffer dogs and a chemical identification system. After inspecting a container housing 960 boxes and the tequila bottles at the port of Manzanillo, a city in the western coast of Mexico, samples were then taken to a Navy laboratory for further analysis where they were confirmed to be meth and the drugs were seized. Already this year, the Navy has seized and destroyed approximately 114 tons of meth in the statement that's noted.
Sounds like a lot of meth.
It is. Isn't it? It is.
I've never seen it, just like on Breaking Bad or whatever, but I would assume like
it's probably not blue.
A little goes a long way. So 114 tons sounds like a lot.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen anything other than what you see on Breaking Bad, but I just put this on here because I go, well, it's in tequila bottles. At least it's not bourbon.
Yeah. I saw this in Mark Brown's newsletter. He's always talking about just like, you know, counterfeits and bad whiskey killing people and now meth.
Yeah. I felt like this is right up our alley for a fun little news article to throw in here.
I promise, officer, it's tequila. It's not.
Zut, zut, zut.
It's got the worm in the bottle. You should try it.
It's doing its own, like, you know, like scratching its neck in the bottle.
You got any lime juice and triple sec? Have a margarita.
So Brownwater Spirits, they're the maker of O.H. Ingram River Age series. They have announced that thanks to the growing demand for its unique river-aged whiskeys, it has doubled its operation and moved to a larger facility in Columbus, Kentucky, which is yet another city I didn't know that existed in Kentucky. The expansion includes a second floating barrel warehouse, which brings in the total aging capacity to just over 6,000 barrels. The new location can also accommodate more than 15 additional floating barrel warehouses. Columbus is directly downriver from Wickliffe, where the Mississippi runs wild and deep, and you can easily see 50 feet of water level fluctuation in a season. In Ingram's River Age, new operations are located beside the gorgeous Columbus Belmont State Park, which is a 156-acre gem with a remarkable Civil War history that is a part of the U.S. National Register of Historic Places. The decision to invest so heavily in a small town in rural western Kentucky continues Ingram River's aged unique place within the industry. Columbus's population in 2020 was just 140 people, which is probably the reason why I didn't know what it is. Inside the only floating barrel warehouses in the world, barrels of O.H. Ingram River Age whiskey spend their years exposed to the climate and constant motion of the Mississippi River. The unique aging environment combines heritage with innovation. The motion of the river ensures that the whiskey never stops working, creating an extraordinary spirit with robust flavor, blah, blah, blah. We call it mellowed on the Mississippi.
Yep. I've been through Wickliffe because I used to go on an annual canoe trip in Missouri in the Ozarks called Jack's Fork River, and you had to drive right through Wickliffe. And I'm surprised they went south to Columbus. There's this town with absolutely looks like it's been decimated by a nuke town, like a nuclear missile or something, called Cairo. I would have thought they could have bought tons of cheap land there and used this space.
I renamed the city.
Yeah. I mean, if you've been in this area, people laugh at what I'm talking about. Kenny probably has no idea because
I haven't. Do I need to bring it up on Google Maps or something and get a satellite view?
Cairo's like, it's this interesting point. It's like where the like Illinois, Kentucky, and Missouri. It's like they're all right there. It's in all three of them or something. But it used to be this like hustling, bustling town, but now it's like there's nothing there. It's crazy. It's kind of scary.
Is it Cairo, C-A-I-R-O?
Yeah,
Cairo,
like Egypt.
Like, okay. Well, let me, let's get some layers
there's a,
here.
There's a casino there, see. I remember, something, some kind of crazy casino, but that's a, it's,
I
mean, where
I just see a volunteer firefighter department. I see a bunch of land and that's about it.
Yeah. So it's where the Ohio and the Mississippi.
It's hardly nuke level, Ryan. There's trees everywhere.
No, you got to drive through the town. It looks like something like a bomb went off.
Oh, you mean there's just nothing there. It just looks like a small farming town. That's all it looks like. I'm looking at the Cairo United Methodist Church right now. They mean the parking lot looks paved.
Yeah, no one's attending.
That's why it looks so good still.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm rambling on about Cairo. I just remember driving through there.
And being Brad says that we're saying it wrong. It should be Cairo.
Of course. It's just like Athens and Athens and what's the other one? Versailles versus Versailles.
Yeah, I was about to say that one as well.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going here.
All right.
So this was also another headline, is that Buzzard's Roost Sippin' Whiskeys, they have announced the opening of their Buzzard's Roost Whiskey Row experience in downtown Louisville. This is going to be at 624 West Main Street on Saturday, April 29th. The Buzzard's Roost Whiskey Row experience stands out for its emphasis on education about the art and science of whiskey and why Buzzard's Roost or whiskeys are different, thanks to the secondary maturation and proprietary barrels. Acclaimed bourbon expert and author Susan Riegler created three whiskey classes, and the author and educator Heather Wibbles has developed three hands-on cocktail classes. Each class includes tastings and will be taught by trained whiskey guides. I kind of like that, whiskey guides. The 6,000 square foot space also houses a 75-gallon Vendome pot still that will produce up to 7 barrels of new make bourbon or rye per week, complementing Buzzard's Roost source whiskeys, which are currently rebarreled and bottled at Bardstown Bourbon Company in Bardstown, Kentucky. Tasting flights and cocktails will be available at the bar, and Buzzard's Roost whiskeys and other merchandise will be for sale. There will also be three exclusive limited edition release whiskeys available on opening day to celebrate the opening. And they are going to be, also it's limited, two of each. So you got a Founders 7-year-old barrel strength bourbon, it's $125. A Founders Select single barrel rye at $75, and a Founders single barrel bourbon at $75. You can also sign up for classes, tours, and tastings online at Buzzard's Roost Sippin' Whiskey.com. Just Google for Buzzard's Roost.
Yeah, this is awesome. Congratulations to Jason. I know they've been working on this for a while, and I've been noticing it that they, you know, for the past year or so under construction, and
slowly progressing.
You know, it's just another cool whiskey offering, you know, downtown, that's just not the one of the big names. So it's pretty cool. You should check it out if you're in town. And Jason's a great guy, has a great palate, knows what he's doing about picking and maturing barrels. He's got a cool thing going there with that independent stave company. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up real quick and figure out when he was on the show, for anybody that wants to know. So he's been on twice. So the original one was episode 57, and that's before he started his brand. That's when we started talking about, because he was also and he still is, the owner of Bourbon's Bistro. That's in Frankfort Avenue area. So if you ever come here, it's a great restaurant to go to. And that was before he had his big old goatee. Now he's got his big old goatee. That's his signature, with his awesome, awesome Jeep as well. He's
the Bronco.
That's what it is, Bronco. One of the coolest vehicles around here that always been driving. But the last one was episode 386, so you can go and learn more about Buzzard's Roost in that episode.
Yep.
All right. And our last news article is that the Ryder Cup Europe and the PGA of America have announced a multi-year partnership that makes Elijah Craig the official bourbon and the worldwide supplier of the Ryder Cup. The Elijah Craig partnership will be showcased at the 2023 Ryder Cup, which takes place at Marco Simone Golf and Country Club in Rome from September 29th through October 1st, and the 2025 Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York. Elijah Craig bourbon and Bethpage rye whiskey. You're a bigger golfer than me, so I've only got like 5 courses I know of, but this must be a big one.
Yeah, that one. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt you, but I played that because I went to Rutgers for turf management school and then went and played Bethpage Black. You have to walk it. You can't ride carts. And after like seven holes, I wanted to quit. It was so hard.
Is it because you can't hit the ball straight or you just don't want to carry your clubs?
No, it's just even you can hit it straight. It's just they're big breaks in the fairways and they're only like 30 to 40 yards wide. And then if you like just mishit a fairway by like 10 yards, you're in rough. That's like 8 inches thick. And then if you hit into bunkers, you're like looking up about 20 feet and then you putt it. And like, if you just miss the hole, it just goes back off the green and you're just like, I just feel like I'm just getting punished. I just paid $400 or $200 to get punished and I got to walk and carry my clubs.
Totally worth it. You got a great experience and memory out of it.
That's right.
All right, let me finish this up real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Elijah Craig Bourbon and Rye Whiskey, as well as a custom Ryder Cup signature cocktail, will be available course-wide at each event. And spectators will experience Elijah Craig throughout a prominent digital media presence and across PGA of America's and Ryder Cup social and digital channels, including custom content, run-of-site media, and authentic integration across social platforms. Ryder Cup and bourbon enthusiasts will also have the opportunity to purchase special bottlings of Elijah Craig to commemorate the 2023 Ryder Cup. So there we go.
Yeah, Elijah Craig's like doubling down on golf. It's like,
heck yeah.
They did the Pebble Beach thing and
we got Max Homa.
Yep. It's like, and then they got that, gosh, I can't remember her name. She's like a broadcaster.
Yeah, like a, yeah, you're right.
Broadcaster on Golf Channel or one of those things. But yeah, it makes sense. I mean, it's, you know, I'll drink some bourbon while golf, but if I drink too many, it's like golf's kind of one of those high noon or beer things because I can usually like 4 to 5 beers or high noons, like the swing's on point, but like 2 bourbons is about it. Once you get to 3 or 4 bourbons, you're like, well, see you later.
Yeah, I saved my bourbon for the back 9.
Yeah, we just want to forget the round.
that's kind of how it works for me.
Elijah like, Craig, when you just want to forget your round.
Elijah Craig, save me for the back 9.
That's right.
That or Brad's in the chat saying, or you can just get the cart girls coming by and passing out airplane bottles.
That's always when you're just like, you're pissed because like you just had like a par and then you quadruple bogey the last 3 holes and you're like, just
no man,
just put me out of my misery. I should be at the lake. I never have a bad day at the lake.
Yeah, it's the game that it's just so frustrating, but you can't stop playing. That's just how it is.
You hit one shot, you're like, oh, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, we're back in it, baby.
Yeah, it's a lot like owning a bourbon brand.
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with some bourbon release news.
If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon. The farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's PLUS.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify's point of sale is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns, from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's point-of-sale Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon.
Howdy, everybody. We're here with some bourbon release news, talking about all the new bottles that you need to add to your shelf, which including at the top of the show, your newest double gold winners, Pursuit United Bourbon and Pursuit United Rye. However, Pursuit United Bourbon's sold out at Seal Box. We got to figure out when we're going to get some back in there again.
Yeah, it'll be summer before that comes out. But
mm-hmm.
Lots of rye left.
We need to like time these a lot better for award season. Because now that we come out with this and we have nothing to sell, we're like,
that's what happened with barley the shelves. We won John Barleycorn Bourbon of the Year, and they're like, we're sold out. Sorry. We've got to restart this whole, we got to wait another year to sell all this shit because only people care about his awards.
It's all right. We'll just keep hearing it home. Remember what Brad said is that we can put it on our website forever.
That's
we
right.
are forever double gold winners.
Forever and never again.
We'll be repeats. We'll be back-to-back-to-back champs. How about that?
Be like Kentucky cheerleaders. You know, it's like, you're back-to-back-back-back.
Mm-hmm. Back-to-back-to-back. All right, let's talk some bourbon release news.
Okay.
So Buffalo Trace, they are continuing their exploration into oak tree varietals with the latest release in its Old Charter Oak Collection, and this is the Spanish Oak Bourbon. Harvested from the forest of northern Spain, the trees used in this year's experiment were made into staves that were seasoned outdoors before becoming barrels that age this unique whiskey. Spanish Oak Bourbon joins the four previous releases in the Old Charter Oak series, including Chinkapin, Mongolian, French, and Canadian Oak. While American Oak gives a softer, sweeter taste with notes of vanilla and caramel, European Oak, including the Spanish Oak varietal, is drier, spicier, and has a stronger wood input. Packaging for the Spanish Oak will remain consistent with the other releases, with an upscale look consisting of a glass bottle with a cork finish, and each bottle has an oak medallion on the front depicting the charter oak tree. Bottles are packaged in 750 mLs and available at a suggested retail price of $69.99. This will be available in select markets beginning in spring of 2023. Yeah, I guess Buffalo Trace are the only ones that just didn't want to jump on Ambarana for this particular collection.
Just wait. It's coming. Yeah, Northern Spain's, some of my most favorite wines come from Northern Spain in the Rioja region. But when you read it, I was like, oh boy, are they doing Valencia? I was like, Penelope's not going to like that. You know, you do the Spanish wood thing, but it's not a Spanish wine, it's Spanish wood. So,
yeah, it's like they use Vino de Naranja casks or something like that. Something I probably can't pronounce properly.
Definitely, I can't. If you can't, I can't. So
we don't stand a chance.
But Northern Spain's one of my favorite countries ever. I was just there in October, but I'd love to try this. Probably won't ever see it. You know, I've been a big fan of all these charter oak ones. The Chinkapin one was kind of strange, but everything else was really good.
I find funny about this. It's like Buffalo Trace, they go in, they do these releases, all this oak and everything like that. Yet it doesn't have this following where other people try to copy it. I know we've said it before, is that in this particular industry, it's hard to put IP on something or trademark something and say like, listen, we've done this and nobody else can do it because we're the first ones to do it and blah, 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 blah. But you don't see everybody else going like, we got to get some Chinkapin oak, man. Because people are going crazy for it. No, people aren't doing that. They're just following the same trend as, people are just like, should I say Buffalo Trace is in their own circle and then everybody else is in this other bucket.
Because they don't even make any money on their wood experiments.
I guess not. I'm just saying, it's like, if everybody's doing either toasted or maple or honey or whatever, Ambarana, and then you've got Buffalo Trace over here is like, yeah, we're not doing any of that.
Right. Yeah. They don't need to. That's refreshing.
It is.
You don't ever, I've maybe seen, and it's never been at retail, it's always been at bars. I've seen 5 of these bottles in the wild ever.
I don't think I've ever seen one in the wild.
I've seen Frankfurt Avenue Liquors had a French oak, and then there was somewhere else.
Now, are we saying for sale or just to try?
No. Just, buy the pour on the bar.
Yeah, okay. There
I've seen 5 bottles ever in the wild. I've never seen them on shelves or any other restaurant bar. It's just been in a few select places. These got to be really, really small runs.
Yeah, well, that or they just don't have a ton of barrels available. But remember when we did get to try a bunch of them was when we actually went to Buffalo Trace.
That's true.
And we recorded Josh a whole podcast Dealey. On it. So you can go back, check, and it's episode 276. So we tasted, I think it was three or four of them at that time. It might have probably been three.
It was Mongolia, Chinquapin, French, and Canadian.
Oh, yeah. So we did them all.
That Canadian oak was. But then I think you learn is that there's a reason there's only American French oak because all those other types of woods leak so bad that they're like, it's not worth the investment.
Well, at that case, you should probably just like, just use the staves, throw them in a stainless steel tote and just let it age that way and get some flavor imparting from it.
That would be smarter, but everybody wants to do the old traditional way.
All right, let's keep going here. So speaking of different kinds of cask finishes, so I guess you could call them the OGs of the honey cask finish. This is Nelson's Greenbrier.
Oh, yeah.
They have announced the return of Nelson Brothers Honey Cask Finish. And this coveted spirit will launch on Saturday, May 27th at the Marathon Village Distillery with a special event offering cocktails, food trucks, and exclusive merchandise for purchase. Nelson Brothers Honey Cask Finish is the result of Nelson Brothers barrels coated in True Bee Honey's Wildflower Honey curated in Arlington, Tennessee. The bourbon is added back to the honey finish barrels for 8 months to create one of the brand's most celebrated products. It's bottled at 107.2 proof and has an SRP of $200. However, a portion of the proceeds are going to the Tennessee Beekeeper Association.
To be honest, I haven't had any honey expressions besides theirs. And I think theirs is really good. I did really like it.
Yeah, I think this was easily the ones that kind of started the ball rolling. And then all of a sudden, it was on all the secondary markets. And then people were trading like $500 for flavored whiskey. And we're going like, what the hell just happened to bourbon?
Right. It is kind of funny. I think I've said this before. They're like, you know, there is like Wild Turkey honey and Evan Williams honey forever. That's like $10 like a pint.
$10 a bottle.
That tastes pretty similar. But no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't think they're aging it in honey barrels, though.
Oh, no. It's
no.
It's Flavor Man honey.
Yeah. Okay. So it's absolutely not honey barrels. But I guess if you want to be more of a, I'd call it a purist, but this is more of a purist route of being able to do it. But like I said, we've had it before. We got to sit down.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, with them. And it's actually a really good release. And you're kind of like, well, I guess there is something to this.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going here. So North Carolina's whiskey history is as long as the Catawba. C-A-T-A-W-B-A.
Catawba.
Yeah. Catawba. All right. And Southern Distilling Company continues to reignite that rich tradition with the launch of Hunting Creek Straight Rye Whiskey. It's a bottled and bond release that commemorates and celebrates the rye whiskey sold at the turn of the century. Southern Distilling Company founders Pete and Vienna Barger hope to introduce more whiskey lovers to North Carolina's storied distilling legacy with Hunting Creek Straight Rye Whiskey as it debuts later this month. In the late 1800s, hundreds of federally licensed farm distilleries surrounded the Statesville region and supported the major rectification companies that were shipping spirits out on the rail lines along the East Coast. Prohibition hit Statesville early in 1903, shutting down a robust industry, but the spirit lived on. Inspired by heritage, tradition, and ingenuity of Statesville, Southern Distilling Company obtained the Hunting Creek trademark and set out to restore another piece of local heritage. It's bottled 100 proof and aged for a minimum of 4 years. The first Hunting Creek Straight Rye Whiskey bottled and bond release is distilled in Statesville with a mash bill of 51% rye, 39% corn, and 10% malted barley with an SRP of $50.
I like that mash bill. I have heard wonderful things about Southern Distilling in North Carolina. I haven't had it, but I've heard our friend Macaulay Williams has told me about these people, and I trust him. And so I've heard really good things about him. So I want to try it.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely have to look at that. You also, we dropped something else in here that we have always been kind of wondering about for a while, is that can you have a bottled and bond rye?
Yeah.
I guess you can now.
Mystery solved. All right.
Yeah. 7 years into this, we should know this stuff, but we're still just faking it.
Yeah, we're doing the facade. Sure.
We got our mind in so many places. Like the last thing we're worried about is because we can never come out with a bottled and bond product whatsoever. So it's not even on the radar for us.
I guess we could. We just have to leave. Well, it'd have to be like
it wouldn't be united.
Yeah, it'd be an ununited bottled and bond.
Yeah, we'd have to take whatever it was, all barrels from one season, and put it together. But I don't know. That's something we got to figure out.
Yeah, no thanks.
Actually, I don't know if I figured out. I don't really care. It'd be cool to have a bottled and bond, but
not really. No one cared about it for 80 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good thing you got Bernie to bring it back.
That's right.
You got people talking about it all the time now. But it is kind of feel weird, though. It's like a lot of the bottled and bonds, and maybe it's like a Heaven Hill thing. Like, they did it, and it seemed like the race to the bottom. Like, all the bottled and bond products are not a lot of them are, like, very premium, I guess you could say. Like, a lot of them are in your, $15 to $30 range.
Old Fitz is, in Old Fitz, 100 proof, bottled and bond.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. The decanters, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the only one, though, that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking. Yeah, that's the only one. Everything else, yeah, is like the J.W. Dant or what's the other one? J. something.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of dead guys.
I have to start looking at my wall over here, too.
I'm J.T.S. Like, Brown, sorry. That's what I was
looking. Yeah, there you go.
It's like there's a lot of dead guys on bottles that are bottled and bond.
You know what's funny about J.T.S. Brown? You know, we keep hearing all the time, you know, talking to folks at Justin's House at Bourbon, like, that's a really big selling bottle in Kentucky. I had no idea.
Because it's only sold in Kentucky.
Yeah, there you go. It's a Kentucky-only release. So I guess that's one way to kind of get the tourism on your side. But it's still a plastic screw-top bottle, which is interesting.
Yeah. Same for, like, Old Barstown, which is really good. 100-proof, bottled and bond, Old Barstown. That's only sold in Kentucky, but it sells great here.
And that's also, what, $30 as well? Maybe less than
that? Not even that. I think it's, yeah, mid-20s.
Can't compete there.
Nope. Can't do it.
Nope. Well, speaking of, like, competing, maybe we can find a good partner to lean on and make some co-branding here, because Jack Daniel's, they announced a limited edition Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey to commemorate its partnership with McLaren Racing. So available in select Formula One race markets across the globe, the limited edition Tennessee Whiskey features a custom label and packaging that honors the pioneering founders behind Jack Daniel's and McLaren Racing, Mr. Jack Daniel himself and Bruce McLaren. The McLaren Racing Limited Edition is a Jack Daniel's Classic Tennessee Whiskey of 80% corn, 8% rye, 12% malted barley, bottled at 80 proof, and beginning in May, it will be available in 700 ml bottles in select F1 race cities and in the U.S. and internationally.
Hmm.
I know you're probably not a big F1 fan or McLaren fan, but you know me, I like my cars. So when I saw a McLaren, I was kind of like, you know,
do you get into that Netflix series?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't watch that, but I'm, like I said, I'm a big fan of sports cars and stuff like that. So when I saw McLaren, I kind of was like, ooh,
this is an odd one for me. It's like when Jack Daniels did a partnership with Zed. And I'm like, it's like, wait a minute.
Well,
and
then, I mean, that's kind of cool. Actually, that's kind of cool too.
Well, no, it is. But it's like, to me, if Jack Daniel's screams more like Dodge Ram, like,
yeah,
but sure. not McLaren, but what do I know?
Yeah, that, I mean, it would be the same thing as if they were parting with Porsche or Maserati or something like that. And the other thing that's, I mean, it's a cool idea, cool partnership behind it. They're, you know, I would probably think that Jack Daniel's is a much bigger brand than McLaren. But I also looked at this, and there's nothing special about the whiskey. It's still the same 80-proof whiskey, just in a different packaging. It's essentially your Maker's Mark Keeneland bottles.
What's the price on it?
Did not say.
Gotcha. Well, this is probably just another attempt, you know, for American whiskey bourbon to penetrate that European market, because F1's huge over there.
I'm actually looking forward to the F1 racing that'll be happening in Vegas.
I won't be watching.
They shut down the city. It's gonna be rad. Just you wait. Just keep waiting.
The name rad just makes me skeptical. So,
ooh. Now, have you ever seen
the movie? Verb.
Have you seen the movie Rad though? No. You've never seen the movie Rad?
Can't say that. Dude,
I mean, it is the epitome of 80s and BMX racing. Crew Jones, Hell Track.
Really, I do BMX racing.
Oh, dude, you'll watch it and you'll go, this is a pretty sweet 80s movie. So anybody that's looking for a really good, feel-good 80s movie, go watch Rad. All right, let's go ahead and keep going while I don't go into all my deep memories of sweet 80s nostalgia here. So Lux Row Master Distiller and Master Blender, John Rimpey, he renews his annual pact with bourbon drinkers with the release of Blood Oath Pact 9, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in Oloroso Sherry Casks. As with all of Rimpey's packs, Blood Oath Pact 9 is offered at 98.6 proof, and this combines some of the finest extra-aged bourbons he could find, including a 16-year rye bourbon and a 12-year rye bourbon, as well as a 7-year rye bourbon, finished in Oloroso Sherry Casks from the Sherry Triangle region of southwest Spain. These casks impart a unique woody and ripe fruit aromas flavors to make Blood Oath Pact 9 a memorable pour. Each Blood Oath Pact has featured a different colored label, and this year, it's a label that's deep crimson in color. And like its predecessors, each bottle comes in a commemorative fire-branded wooden display box. There's a limited supply of 17,000 three-pack cases that'll arrive at retail this April with a suggested retail price of $130 per bottle.
I always get him and John Rea confused with the, you know, Kentucky Ale, but
these very close last.
I know people like true whiskey fans kind of like poo-poo or kind of snuff their nose at these, but they're really good. These Blood Oaths, I mean, if you just had them in blind competition, I think they do really well because they're pretty good.
Yeah, we've been sent small samples and reviewed them. Always been very highly impressed with what he's been able to put out.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like a, it's not, and that's what I just mentioned, it's not all finished in Oloroso from what I can find. They basically take, but maybe it is. It's a 16-year rye bourbon, a 12-year rye bourbon, as well as a 7-year rye bourbon. Well, yeah, it is. All finished in Oloroso Sherry. I thought he was basically taking like the 7-year finish in Oloroso Sherry and blending it with 16 and 12-year, but I guess it was all finished in Oloroso Sherry.
Which is not a bad thing. We like finishing things in sherry.
Yeah. It's still good. And we'll find out. I know there's another little tiny sample on its way, so stick around for another whiskey quickie in the future.
Can't wait.
Yep. And here's our last news story, and that's Barrelcraft Spirits will add rye to its already expansive private release offerings as it continues to lead the industry in microblending unique expressions for whiskey enthusiasts. For this special series, BCS selected rye whiskeys from Indiana. Wow, I read that one wrong.
That Paul John, or what is that India brand?
It's just Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's from Indiana and Canada, and then blended them into unique recipes with variations on a theme. So beginning this month, it has 10 initial selections, and each release will feature a blend of rye whiskeys designed for its unique finishing cask. So here is what it's going to include. So instead of saying rye whiskey finished in blah, 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 I'm just going to say what it's finished in. So you've got Armagnac cask. So Armagnac cask, bourbon whiskey, XO cognac, Oloroso sherry, Madeira, Ruby Port, Barbados rum, Sauternes, Tokaj, and Pedro Ximénez sherry. Each offering in the private release series is limited as, or sorry, is produced in a limited release, has a distinct flavor profile, and contains between 150 to 180 bottles, and has an SRP of $110.
So you got rye whiskey from, or did you say light whiskey from Indiana?
No. It's rye whiskey from not India, but Indiana and Canada.
Okay, gotcha.
So they take lots from both of those, and they create different blends for each. And then they have, as I just mentioned, like the 10 or 12 different cask finishes, and you can choose from those.
And there's only 100 some bottles?
But for each micro blend.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know what they do. It's basically taking micro blends and making it what would be almost typically a single barrel.
I see. Okay. I'm falling. I was responding to comments in the chat and I got distracted. I'm sorry.
It's at some point we're going to quit going live so I can keep you on point here.
I know.
Distracted.
My ADD
Johnny
meds
Red
wear off. Well, they're done by now. This late in the night.
You were already messing with too many experiments earlier. You kept sending me pictures and you're like, what about this and this and this? And I was like, I don't know. Does it taste good?
I know. Kenny just can't stand me because I'm always trying to change shit or
no,
add new
okay.
stuff.
Let's keep doing it. We just got to figure out our story. Not a story. It's like we got to figure out the packaging flow and like, how do we figure out our families? Everybody else has figured this out. We didn't really, And now we're getting into like a behind the suit topic is like
we didn't when we started this. Through.
Yeah, I was like, we didn't really think things through. It's like, yeah, we had an idea, we ran with it, but we didn't think of like, what's this going to look like 3 or 4 years down the road? And so now we're kind of have to backpedal a little bit. But that's the fun when it's just you get to pivot and be small and make mistakes.
Yeah, at least we can change quickly instead of just like waiting for like 10 boards to approve it.
You just got to let me approve it.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that's like, ah, guys, I got to go talk to our distributors. I got to go make all the marketing material. I got to make social posts. I got to do this.
I know. I'm like,
and you're like, well, sorry, I just made a good blend, Kenny.
Sorry, I made something taste good. Just do something with it, Kenny. Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry, I made something taste good. Jeez. Yeah. Hate me for that, huh?
That's right.
But that's going to do it for this week in bourbon. Unless you got any other good jokes to close it out with.
Yeah, I don't, but happy pre-Derby week. It's going to be awesome. I love Derby week. It's like the one week where everything's, you know, as the song says, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. And I don't know why. I always get emotional when they play that and when the horses are rolling out there. But yeah.
I still don't know all the words to it. Do you?
No, not really.
It's like you mouth it a little bit, you know, like a 5 words here and you're like,
even
not my old Kentucky.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even as a kid, we take field trips to the Stephen because we're there in Bardstown and I don't remember. I zoned out every time. I was like, smell the mash out there. But anywho.
And then, of course, good jokes. People have actually emailed me because I had talked about it on, I think, another weekend, this week in bourbon, maybe 2 weeks ago, we were talking about my mint julep recipe. So instead of me waiting for me, you can Google it. So just Google Bourbon Pursuit mint julep. And if you Google as well and you put in Patreon, it's in a public Patreon post that anybody can go and access. So just Google Bourbon Pursuit mint julep Patreon and it'll be the first Google result for you. And you'll get Kenny's big batch mint julep recipe.
Figure you just made a Zapier integration with it or something.
It should. Just every time I say it, like automatically just like puts out a social post.
That's right. Here's the mint julep recipe.
There we go. Ding. All right. That'll do it, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week.
Toodles.